Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
You see, with God it's possible. You look at the situation, well, I can't see how it's going to happen. You're not going to see how it's going to happen because there's no way it can happen. But there's someone called Yahweh. And when there is no way, you can't see the way because there is no way, but Yahweh makes a way. When it's impossible, He turns the impossible into a possibility and He'll make a way that you could never work out in a million years. That's our Father. That's the God we serve. That's the great I Am. That's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But I've got to get myself into a position of believing it. I've got to get into a position of trusting Him. That's why Proverbs 3:5 is so powerful. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own thinking and understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruit of all your increase so that your barns will be filled with plenty. Do it. Just take that Proverbs 3, 5 to 10, do it. And everything turns around. Everything. Come on. Turn around and say to your neighbors, it's happening. You see, and the thing is, in the midst of chaos, what are we going into right now? Who knows? Nobody knows. We don't know what's coming down the pike. We've seen the signs of what's happening. And God told me, as it was in the days of Noah, so is today. Then He told me again, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so is it today. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if there's going to be a hyperinflation. We don't know if our money's going to be worth anything. We have no clue about what's going to happen. We don't know if we're going to get a third strain of this corona. We have no idea, Brother Tom. Nobody knows but God. God knows. He sees ahead. Why? Because He's there. He's been there. Amen. So, in the midst of what's coming, people are in fear right now. People are sick right now. People have lost loved ones. People have lost their businesses. People have lost their jobs. Do you know they said that besides all the restaurants that have closed, I read an article just last week, besides all the restaurants that have closed, and in our area alone, Friendly's went, Friday's went, Tuesday's went, just where I live. Gone. Right? So he said, besides all of the restaurants that have closed, another 110,000 are going to close. Now, it's happening. 110,000 businesses. So what happens to all the staff? What happens to all the people that were delivering to those people? What happens to all the guards who were supplying them food? I mean, this has a chain effect. It affects everything, right? And then people are now claiming benefits because they can't get work. So the government is taking our taxes and giving it, and it's just getting worse and worse, right? And interest rates are so low that people are borrowing money. And that brings inflation. And so we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, people are going through it right now. And I don't make light of this. I feel, wow. I have empathy. Thank God. Thank God that my wife and myself and our family and you have been taken care of. We're taken care of. I thank God for that. And it's not my smarts. Believe me, it's not my cleverness or my wife. It's all God. It's all God. And why? Because we trust Him with all our heart. And we don't try to work it out. He says, buy that building. Millions of dollars. Okay. Buy this building. Millions of dollars. Okay. You got the money? Nah. But I know someone who's got money. And I know someone who can make a thing happen. God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't work it out. You can't work it out. Right. Amen. In the midst of what's coming down the pike, in the midst of people being horrendously affected by all the stuff that's happened this last year, I mean, 2020 has been the craziest year I've lived. I think all of us in this room. And so in the midst of all of the wrongdoing and the chaos and the elections and the rioting and the economy and the no jobs and people losing and lost and, oh my God, and if you're flying from that city, you've got to quarantine for 14 days and golf courses are closing down. I mean, think about it. You laugh? I'm a golfer. I didn't say gopher, I said golfer. Golf courses, I played golf. They only allowed one person in a cart. Normally it's two. So everything was cut in half. Their income was cut in half instantly. Instantly. Come on, think about it. Everyone's been affected. The whole world's been affected. Amen. But can God give me a double portion in the midst of all of that chaos? Yes. You better get to a place where you don't just believe it, you actually operate in it. And so we're seeing double portion. I'm not joking. Ask my wife. We had like five different deliveries come to us. Double. Every time, double. I found the one place I said, hey, my stuff hasn't come. And it came the next day. And I phoned back to say, it's come. And they said, don't worry, we sent you another double package. Keep it. Double anointing, double portion. We started seeing this happening. This towards the end of the year and into this year. All of a sudden, double. Our income, everything, double. Come on. How do you do that? There's ways where you can increase your income without even getting more money in. I'm not going to go into that, but you know, if you know tax laws and you know someone who knows tax laws, and they can save you a fortune. But we're not talking about that right now. But can God do something in the midst of chaos? Yes, He can. Because if He can't, then we're hopeless. What hope is there? They've told me my back. I've got 3 slip discs and 2 something else. And I'll never be normal again. And I'll walk this way. And I've got to be on this medication. Can God do something in the midst of that? Does He want to? Has He already done something? Yeah. So we got to get to a place where God is God. Remember when Israel with Elijah, not Elisha this time, Elijah, before he was taken up in the chariot, he was on the mountain and they were having a face-off. Him and 450 prophets of Baal. There's prophets of the devil. And one man, standing up there in the middle of a drought. And he called for the drought, by the way. And this is now 3 years later. There's no drought. There's no water. Nothing. Everyone hates him. The king wants to kill him. And he says, let's have a face-off. Come, bring your prophets of Baal. Come, let's go up the mountain, build an altar, and let's find out who God is. Amen. Yeah? And so they take an ox and they slaughter it and put it on the altar. And the 450 prophets of Baal are standing there, hunka, 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 stabbing themselves and blood pouring out and dancing around this thing the whole day. The whole day. This was, you know how they have a dance-off? You ever seen that? Yeah. This was like a dance-off, but it went on the whole day. And all of a sudden, I just love it. I love it. Elijah says, hey, better talk louder. Maybe he's gone for a potty break. He can't hear you. Maybe he's asleep. That's arrogant. No, that's faith. That's faith in action. David said, you're not coming against me to Goliath. You're not coming against me. You're coming against my God whom I serve. That's the attitude Elijah had. And so they carried on the whole day until nothing. No fire from heaven. Elijah says, okay, put my ox on the on the altar. He says, now dig a furrow around it. He says, now bring me water in the midst of a drought. I love God. I love the way God thinks. So they bring water and they fill the water, the altar and everything, so that the water is like a moat. And he says, choose you this day whom you will serve, to Israel. And he says, oh God, the great I am, Father of Abraham, Jacob and Isaac, bring the fire down and consume the offering. And oh my God, this thing goes, wow. The Bible says it took the altar down. The whole ox went and all of the water dried out. It was gone. And you know what happened? You know what happened with the whole of Israel? They stood there saying, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Now, you don't need to see that sign. You've seen the sign of Jesus on the cross. You don't need to see another sign. You've got all the sign you need. He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You've seen the sign. Stop looking for a sign and start getting faith. The finished work of the cross. The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. And Elijah then slew all 450 of those prophets of Baal. Amen. And you know what happened to Jezebel? She was the one over those prophets. She fell out of a building, out the window, that the dogs came and licked her body up in the blood. Don't turn against God, but trust God. Know God, the Lord, He is God. Can He bring me to a place of double portion in the midst of nothingness? Can He bring double portion in the midst of sickness? Can He bring double portion in the midst of no money? Can He bring double portion in the midst of fear, 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 of stress, 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 of divorce, divorce, divorce? Can He bring a double portion? Yes, He can. Yes, He can. He wants to do it and He will do it. Amen. Amen. I believe that there's going to be a double portion. There's a double anointing coming, and there's double portion of all the income, double portion of finances, double portion of healing, double portion of strength. He will renew your strength like that of the eagle. You will walk and not grow weary. You will run and you will not faint. No weapon formed against you. Double portion. Double. Everyone say double portion. Double portion. Say it again, double portion. Put your hand on your heart. I'm going to read something quickly and then we're going to finish. I'm closing in a minute. Put your hand on your heart. I want us to pray restoration together today. And I want you to repeat this after me. Say, may the Lord restore me with robust health, extraordinary favor, exceptional wisdom, and abundant provision. May my God of abundance, my God of more than enough, restore to me all the years the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm has stolen, the caterpillar has taken, and the palmer worm has destroyed. I proclaim in the days to come, the Lord has turned my losses around, restored me with so much more. A double portion, and made me a gainer, not a loser. I'm a winner. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm above. I'm not beneath. All I put my hand to will prosper. God gives me the delights of my heart. In Jesus' name, double portion in the midst of chaos. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a shout right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.